Imagine embarking on a trek across a vast desert, carrying the weight of your burdens alone. Unsure if you have the strength to reach the other side, picture this boundless wilderness where every step forward is a test of perseverance and faith. This scenario mirrors our journey through life's challenges, where at times the end seems nowhere in sight. Today, I will share with you insights on how God promises to give us the strength we need, drawing from His Word to light our path. We will explore how to lean on God's unending strength during our weakest moments. I'm also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, it is in our most challenging moments that God whispers to us these words from 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. This verse is a powerful reminder that even when we feel most vulnerable, God's immense strength carries us through. Let's dive deep into understanding and embracing the strength that comes from our Almighty God, a strength that transforms our weaknesses into vessels for His power. First, let us seek to further understand God's strength in our weakness. My friends, often we find ourselves grappling with challenges that seem insurmountable. Like a single parent juggling jobs and taking care of children, an individual battling a chronic illness, or someone experiencing spiritual bondage, addiction, financial problems, or relationship issues. In these moments, the need for God's strength becomes vividly clear, as each day demands not just resilience, but a profound reliance on a power greater than our own to persevere and find hope amidst adversity. During these times, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and alone. Yet it is precisely in these moments that God's promise in Isaiah 41 verse 10 comes alive. It says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." This verse not only reassures us of God's presence, but also His commitment to providing us with the strength we need. God's strength is unlike any other. It does not wane with time nor falter under pressure. Instead, it is ever present, perfect in our imperfections. When we feel weakest, that is when God's strength shines brightest, turning our trials into triumphs. The story of David and Goliath is a classic example. Faced with a giant, David, a young shepherd, might have seemed underqualified for the battle. However, 1 Samuel 17, verses 45 to 47 says, "Then David said to the Philistine, 'You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands.'" These verses tell us that David did not rely on his own strength, but on the power of God. His faith in God's strength was his greatest weapon. In our lives, we are often faced with Goliaths that seem unbeatable. Our natural instinct might be to rely on our own wisdom and strength to overcome these giants. However, God invites us to lean on Him, to trust in His strength, rather than our own. Philippians 4, verse 13 reminds us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So it's not about our capability, but it's about our reliance on God's unending strength. Leaning on God's strength requires faith. It means trusting in Him, even when the path ahead is unclear. It's about surrendering our struggles and believing that God will guide us through. This act of faith does not make us passive participants in our lives, but actively engages us in a deeper relationship with God, where His strength becomes our foundation. When we embrace God's strength, we experience a transformation. Our perspective shifts from seeing challenges as insurmountable obstacles to opportunities for God to showcase His power and love. The Apostle Paul's life is a testament to this transformation. Despite facing persecution, shipwrecks, and imprisonment, Paul found joy in his sufferings because he knew that they were an opportunity for Christ's strength to be displayed in his life. As he famously stated in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." God's promise of strength is not just for overcoming challenge, but also for guiding us in our daily lives. It's about giving us the courage to make difficult decisions, the endurance to persevere through trials, and the hope that carries us forward. Isaiah 40, verses 29 to 31, paints a beautiful picture of this promise. And it reminds us, He gives power to the weak and to those who have no might. He increases strength. Then further on it says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." This verse holds a special place in my heart. It truly strengthens me. As we journey through life, let us remember that God's strength is always available to us. It is a gift that empowers us to face each day with confidence, knowing that we are not alone. God invites us to lean on Him, to exchange our weakness for His unending strength. In doing so, we not only navigate our challenges more effectively, but also grow in our faith and relationship with Him. Embracing God's strength is a journey of faith, one that requires us to trust in Him fully. It means letting go of our need to control every aspect of our lives and allowing God to lead us. This act of surrender is not a sign of weakness, but of utmost faith and strength. It is in our willingness to be vulnerable before God that His strength perfects our weaknesses. The story of the Apostle Peter walking on water towards Jesus is a powerful illustration of what it means to rely on God's strength. When Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, he was able to do the impossible. But the moment he focused on the storm around him, he began to sink. This story, found in Matthew 14, verses 29 to 31, reminds us that our strength lies in focusing on God, not our circumstances. My dear friends, let us take a moment to reflect on the areas of our lives where we need to lean more on God's strength. Are we trying to navigate our challenges alone? Or are we inviting God to strengthen us? Let's remember that God's invitation to rely on His strength is not just for moments of crisis, but for every step of our journey. I encourage you to open your hearts to God's promise of strength. Let His word be the lamp unto your feet, guiding you through whatever challenges you may face. Remember, God is always with you, ready to give you the strength that you need. Now, Let us explore walking in God's strength daily. My friends, walking in God's strength daily is a deliberate choice to rely on His power rather than our own. It involves recognizing our limitations and surrendering our struggles to Him. This choice is pivotal in transforming our daily walk into a journey of faith and victory. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, instructs us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." This wisdom from Solomon is a blueprint for walking in God's strength. It is a call to trust God completely, acknowledging His sovereignty in every aspect of our lives. Trusting God with all our heart requires faith. Faith that He knows what is best for us. Faith that His plans for us are to prosper us and not to harm us, as Jeremiah 29, verse 11 assures us. This faith enables us to let go of our anxieties and fears, casting all our cares upon Him, because He cares for us deeply. It is in this act of trust that we begin to experience the peace and strength that comes from walking in alignment with God's will. Acknowledging God in all our ways means consulting Him in our decisions, big or small. It is about making Him the center of our lives, seeking His guidance and wisdom in everything we do. This acknowledgement is not a one-time act, but a continuous process, a daily conversation with God where we invite Him into every aspect of our lives. When we do this, we are promised that He will guide us, leading us to victory and fulfillment. The daily walk in God's strength is also characterized by a constant renewal of our minds. This renewal process involves immersing ourselves in God's Word, allowing His truths to replace our fears, doubts, and insecurities. As we fill our minds with God's Word, we find that our thoughts, attitudes, and actions begin to align more closely with His desires for us. Walking in God's strength is not about the absence of difficulties. On the contrary, it is about facing these challenges with a different perspective. It is knowing that we are not facing them alone, but with God on our side. When the Israelites faced the Red Sea with the Egyptian army closing in, their situation seemed hopeless. Yet, Exodus 14, verse 14, reassured them, "The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." This story is a vivid reminder that even in seemingly impossible situations, God's strength is made perfect. In our daily lives, we may not face Red Seas, but we encounter our own seas of challenges. Health issues, financial strain, relationship conflicts, and more. In these moments, God invites us to lean on His strength, to find peace in the knowledge that He is fighting for us. Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7 offers a powerful prescription for dealing with anxiety, urging us to present our requests to God through prayer and thanksgiving, with the promise that His peace will guard our hearts and minds. Walking in God's strength also involves yielding to the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5, verse 25 states, "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." The Holy Spirit empowers us, guides us, and comforts us. He produces in us the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These attributes are not the result of our own efforts, but the manifestation of the Holy Spirit's work within us. As we yield to the Spirit, we find the strength to overcome our weaknesses and live a life that glorifies God. To walk in God's strength daily is to embrace a life of adventure and purpose. It is to experience the joy of being in sync with God's will, of seeing Him move in and through our lives in miraculous ways. As we navigate the challenges of life, let us remember that God's strength is available to us every moment of every day. It is a strength that does not falter. It does not grow weary. Isaiah 40, verse 28, reminds us, "The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable." This unsearchable and unfathomable strength of God is ours to claim, to walk in, and to triumph with. My dear friends, let us commit to walking in God's strength daily, to trusting Him fully, to renewing our minds with His Word, to yielding to the Holy Spirit, and to worshiping Him in spirit and truth. Let's embrace the adventure of faith, armed with the strength that comes from our Almighty God. Now, let us turn our attention to sustaining God's strength in seasons of change. In the journey of life, we encounter seasons of profound change that test our faith and resilience. These moments, whether they mark new beginnings, endings, or transitions, challenge us to find and maintain our strength in God. Imagine navigating these seasons as trees do through the changing weather, deeply rooted in the earth, bending without breaking. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 speaks to the heart of this experience, reminding us, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. This divine assurance helps us understand that change, though often daunting, carries purpose and opportunity for growth. It's in these periods of transformation that our dependence on God's unchanging strength becomes crucial. A practice of gratitude can anchor us during challenging times. First, Thessalonians 5, verse 18 urges us, saying, "In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." By focusing on the blessings that each season brings, we cultivate resilience, viewing change not as a loss, but as a gateway to new blessings and lessons. My friends, understand that prayer and worship stand as our direct line to God, especially in times of uncertainty. Philippians 4, verse 6 encourages us to bring our anxieties to God, promising His peace in return. Through prayer, we tap into God's everlasting strength, allowing His wisdom and peace to guide us through the winds of change. Immersing ourselves in the Word of God equips us with the light to navigate the darkness of uncertainty. Psalm 119, verse 105 declares God's Word as a lamp and a guide. In times of change, His promises are the steady hand that guides us through, offering stability and clarity. Holding on to God's promises means trusting in His timing and plan. Isaiah 55, verse 8 reminds us of the vast difference between our ways and God's. Embracing His timing involves a deep trust in His omniscience and a surrender to the flow of His perfect plan, even when it diverges from our expectations. Remember, change demands flexibility and humility, a willingness to let go and trust in God's direction. Proverbs 16, verse 9 highlights the beauty of divine orchestration over our lives, encouraging us to yield to the steps that God lays out for us. It is in this surrender that we find the strength to face the unknown, supported by the knowledge that we do not walk alone. My friends, also remember that sustaining God's strength in seasons of change is about deepening our roots in his eternal love and truth. It's about seeing every season as an opportunity to witness the steadfastness of God's presence and power in our lives. May we all find comfort, guidance, and strength in Him, regardless of the season we find ourselves in. Through His grace, we are more than conquerors, equipped to face every change with courage and hope. As we journey through life, armed with the knowledge and faith that God will indeed give us the strength we need, let us step forward with unshakable confidence. Remember, my dear friends, that the same God who calmed the storm with a word and empowered David to defeat Goliath is the God who walks with you through every season of life. May this truth fill your hearts with courage and your steps with purpose. Let the Almighty God be your strength, your shield, and your unwavering support. As you walk in His strength, may you overcome every challenge, scale every height, and achieve every God-given destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, go forth and be a beacon of His strength and love in a world that desperately needs it. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I exalt your name above all names, for you are the creator of the heavens and the earth, the master of the universe, and the keeper of my soul. Your greatness is unsearchable, your power unparalleled, and your love is everlasting. You are the God of miracles, the one who parted the Red Sea, the one who brought down the walls of Jericho, and the one who raised Lazarus from the dead. I praise you, Lord, for you are mighty to save and strong to deliver. Lord, who is like you? There is none beside you. No rock so steadfast, no refuge so secure. I give you thanks for your endless mercies and your boundless grace. Thank you for the blessings of a new day, the gift of life, and for your hand of provision and protection that is upon me and my loved ones. In your presence, I find joy, and in your promises, I find hope. Thank you for being my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. Merciful Lord, I come before you acknowledging my sins and the times I have fallen short of your glory. I ask for your forgiveness. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing any bitterness, anger, or resentment in my heart. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am strengthened by your mighty power. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn. I declare that I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. I rebuke and bind every plan of the enemy, aimed at weakening my faith and determination. I bind the spirit of fear, worry, anxiety, and discouragement, and I claim peace, confidence, and courage in my life. Lord, empower me to stand firm in seasons of change, to walk in gratitude and faithfulness, and to sustain your strength as my own. May your word be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, guiding me in every decision and leading me in the way everlasting. I pray for your healing touch upon my body, mind, and spirit. Heal every illness, mend every brokenness, and restore every part of me to wholeness. Protect me from the attacks of the enemy, from physical harm, emotional distress, and spiritual warfare. Deliver me from all manner of evil, and lead me away from temptation. Shield my loved ones, covering them with your feathers and granting them refuge under your wings. May your blessings overflow in our lives, bringing about breakthroughs, provision, and joy in abundant measure. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is humbled before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, asking that you would strengthen us, guide us, and protect us. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may walk according to your perfect will. Together, we claim victory over every challenge. We declare healing over every sickness, and we thank you for your provision in every need. Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.